Good morning, lovely people. You're listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. Ah, today is February 16th, Monday, 2026. Yes, I'm in the right year. So, it is now 10:08 a.m. And thank you all for waiting for me. I appreciate Serena letting you all know that I was just running a few minutes behind. Just had a little last minute thing I had to do. And if you know me, you probably know what that is. So, all is well. How are you all today? I hope that your weekend was joyful. I want to wish you all the joy and all the love and all the abundance, because I keep hearing, astrologically speaking, that this is going to be a very abundant year, financially especially. And I hope that we can all see a lot of evidence of that very soon if we haven't already. But that is something I am definitely looking forward to. I want to go over to the Facebook chat, and I want to bring you all with me if you are willing to come, which I hope you are. And why wouldn't you be? It's great over there. All right, so going over to the Facebook chat, what you have to do, very simple. You have to go to your device or your computer and punch in 12radio.com. That will take you over to the 12radio website, where if you look on the left side, you will see some options, and one of them is chat. So choose chat, and that will take you right over into the 12radio Facebook page, where if you just scroll down slightly, you will see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And pardon me, and a cough. You'll see Serena, my producer. And hi, Serena. Hi again. And you'll see Renee. Happy to have you here, Renee. And you'll see Jean. Happy to have you here too, Jean. And Jean would like a card on the eve of Fire Horse. Yes, tomorrow's Fire Horse. I'm ready to giddy up with my knife. That's very cute. I think we're all ready for that. Honestly, I do. I think we've been waiting long enough. Excuse me one second while I cough. My allergies have been a little weird lately. Yesterday and today, they seem to. But I'm fine. Just a little weirdness, which is par for the course. up till now. All right. So, yes, I'll pull a card for you, which I have to go get in the other room, actually. Oh, hey, Rob. Rob says, I almost brought a guest listener with me today, and then fate intervened. Fate, huh? I can only imagine what that was. Well, maybe the guest listener will come another time. I'm always happy to have more listeners and more people to interact with, because that is fun for me and I like it. So I'm going to get this frog out of my throat. So I was listening to Cat's show this morning, and I was just telling Serena this, but as I was listening to Cat's show, I tend to get very, I have ADHD, and we hyper-focus when we're really interested in something. And we hyper-focus to the exclusion of, like, everything around us, no matter what's happening. It could be, like, God forbid, you know, like, bombs going off outside, and we probably wouldn't hear it. which is a terrible thing to say considering everything that's going on in the world today, but I think you guys know I didn't mean it that way. it's crazy how, like, figures of speech seem to have almost become unacceptable to say, and I don't ascribe to that, but it's like sometimes just a simple comment nowadays, it seems like people are really sensitive to, and that's a shame because not everything is meant to be taken to heart the way some people really do. And not every innocent comment is, you know, racist or anything like that. It's just like people just lately, I've noticed people take things the wrong way, like the most innocent comment. And people draw a conclusion. They're like, what did you mean by that? And it's just crazy to me because half the time I don't know what people are talking about until they explain it to me. And even then I'm like, but obviously you know that wasn't what that was about. But I guess to some people it's not so obvious. And I will say that that is very unfortunate because I was watching a TV show. I was watching a couple of TV shows from many years ago, from like Shameless, right? I don't know if any of you are familiar with Shameless, but I believe it was on Showtime or HBO, I can't remember. But it was really funny and it was really good. Very well written, very well acted, and just a really like awesome show. If you have it, I forget if it's on one of the streamers like Hulu or Netflix or whatever, but it's on one of the streaming channels at this point. I think it's on Paramount. And I think you might be able to get it through Prime too, but if you just Google it, it'll tell you. But anyway, back when that was filmed, along with many other shows, so many things that are really considered like unacceptable nowadays were made to be jokes back then. And we knew it wasn't serious. We knew it was, you know, a joke. Nobody got offended. And it was like, no, this doesn't mean that, like, I dislike this group of people or that I have any feelings about this particular way of life. It's a joke. I guess I'm a Capricorn and, you know, we have a very dry sense of humor to start with. That to me, a joke is a joke. I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, I think there are probably some things I wouldn't joke about, but there are many things I would joke about that I know other people wouldn't. And it's crazy to me. Because I obviously, if I'm telling a joke in front of a group of people, it's not because I hate somebody in that group. Like, if you're here, like, I love you. I like you. I enjoy your company. It's just like, it's weird to me. That's all I can say. From my own point of view, getting so reactive and so sensitive to things that are meant to be, you know, lighthearted and fun is just, it's like, you need to like get over yourself really. So it's not even something I pay too much attention to because I focus on what works for me. I focus on not being affected by the things I see in the outer world, because when I focus on my world, my inner world, my spiritual world, and my life, my own life, and do things from a place of love instead of a place of fear, which I think is where all that energy, you know, comes from, then none of the negativity really touches me. And I've noticed that over my whole life. If you mire yourself in the things that can be, that are, you know, really not good, that you wouldn't want to have in your life, if you're focusing on those things and you're getting upset about them, because you have to obviously have the emotion behind them for the energy to move toward you. Like Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about, you know, heightened emotion is a specific intention, and a heightened emotion combined is what causes manifestation of any kind, whether it's good manifestation or not so great manifestation. But if you're focusing on something and you're getting upset about it, that's like a prescription for bringing it into your life. And why would you want to do that? So I can see like all the angles to all of this, and I can see why it's happening, but people feel like they're doing good when they get outraged at certain things. You're really not. You're not doing anybody any good by getting outraged, because that's focusing negative energy on something you don't want. And what happens when you focus negative energy on something you want? You get more of it. That's just the way it works. So I like to approach these things with a modicum of common sense, perhaps. And not take everything so seriously, not think the world is out to get me, not look at situations that I know nothing about and think I know everything about it, because I don't. Because frankly, whatever's happening in front of you and in the world is happening for good reason. And one, you are the operant power in your world. So anything you see outside of you is something that you are creating inside of you. So maybe go back and check yourself and fix what's going on inside of you, so that you are not experiencing directly on the outside of you the thing that you don't want. And whatever is happening around you, you don't have to make yourself a direct part of it. You can look at something happening in the world that you really don't like. Say, for instance, oh, I don't know. Say, the first thing that popped into my head was, you know, chemtrails, okay? Those lines you see sprayed that they're spraying in the skies. Those are not great. However, if I'm going to start worrying about, you know, what they're spraying in the sky, I'm going to get really upset, and I don't want to get really upset. So I'm going to go back and I'm going to focus on the fact that I am, you know, like there's a Bible verse. I love some Bible verses. I really do. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And, you know, God has my back. I am protected. I am loved. God has me in the palm of his hand. Therefore, just because I see something happening doesn't mean it has to affect me, unless I get all upset about it. And then I take it on. And I'm not doing that. I'm just not. I can see it happening and I may not like it. Yeah, I wish they weren't spraying things in our skies that would hurt people. I really do. I really wish that would stop. But I can look at it and I can be like, all right, well, I know that things have to fall apart before they come back together again. There has to be chaos in the world to some degree, excuse me. Apparently to a fairly great degree in some parts of the world. But there has to be chaos before it can all come together in a better way. And I don't love that, but I know that that's what's happening, because let's face it. There have been a lot of things going on where people have not been acting right. People have not been acting right. That's putting it mildly. And have been doing things that are not, you know, proper or not kosher, like some people would say. And that's another that's another saying, not kosher. Okay, but we won't get into that because if you know, you know. So anyhow, and I don't even mean that the way some people are probably going to take it, but this is what I mean. It's like, it's just at this point, it's kind of funny. Like, you can't even say something randomly without people taking it a little too seriously. But yeah, if I'm just seeing things in the world that I don't love, but I'm not really affected by them and I don't want to really be affected by them, then I need to take my attention away from them and focus on what I do want. So if there's something you don't like, okay. Don't push against it. Allow it to be there as much as you can and just go on your merry way. And if you want to do something, if there's something you can do and you want to do and you feel called to do to, you know, maybe make that better in some way, then do that. And sometimes the only thing we can do is meditate or pray or just focus our attention on something really wonderful, something that we love, you know, pet your cat, play with your dog, get yourself into the allowing state, the receiving state where energy can shift and good things can be brought into your life. Instead of, you know, seeing pretty shitty things around you, you don't want that. You'll start to see really good things happening around you. And I can say that I've been seeing some really good things happening around me lately, and I feel very fortunate because my focus, even though as a Capricorn, I can come off very dry sometimes. I have a very positive outlook energetically on life. And I feel like that has really saved me in many situations that I have encountered throughout my life. And I'm grateful that I have that mindset. And I not to say that not so great things have not happened, because they have, but I choose not to focus on those things. I mean, there are things right now I could focus on that aren't great. Thankfully, they're not too terrible, but you know, everybody has things in their life that, yeah, they wish weren't there. They wish weren't happening. You know, we wish our bodies felt better. We wish we felt better. We wish we looked better. We wish that we had more money. We wish all these things. And the best way to get what you want is not to focus on what's not there and what you don't have. It's to focus on what you do have and be grateful for that. And I know I probably sound like a broken record because I say this all the time, but it bears repeating. And sometimes we really need the reminders. I know I do. I've gotten fairly good at, you know, talking myself off the ledge when need be, or having my best friend do it because she's really good at it. But most of the time, there is always something I can focus on that will make me feel better. And Abraham always says, you know, Abraham Hicks always says, The only thing that matters is that you feel good. So as good as you can make yourself feel, do that. So you can get into the relaxed state of allowing. And the first law of spirit is acceptance, which allowing and acceptance are the same thing. But yeah, and that is what I learned in spiritual psychology, you know, when I went to school for that. I am a certified spiritual psychology practitioner, as many of you know. And I've done a whole bunch of years studying that and still study it today. And that is absolutely the first law of spirit, acceptance. Because whatever's in front of you, if you can allow it to be there without judging it and resisting it and pushing against it, the energy of the universe is going to flow and not get stuck with resistance. So it's going to flow and it's going to shift whatever you think needs to be shifted. Whatever you see as, you know, wrong or not wanted. That's the way to shift it. You have to get into that relaxed state and shift the energy. Let the energy shift. You don't even have to shift it. It shifts itself. And I mean, why wouldn't we do that? Well, because it's challenging sometimes. If you have like a physical issue, it's hard not to pay attention to it, obviously. But do your best. Do your best. That's all anyone can ask of you. Do your best. Relax as much as possible. Focus on other things that you have that are really, really good. And, you know, whip out the tools and practices that help you be able to get to that place. You know, I actually, as much as driving can be irritating because of other drivers on the road sometimes, excuse me, I actually really like driving when I have space around me, when I'm not like, you know, driving in a busy city. But I actually like driving on, you know, the back country roads. Like sometimes I will go out to my hairdresser's home for her to do my hair. She, interestingly enough, she just left her job at the salon, which it's a very nice salon. But apparently her work experience there was less than optimal. So she recently left that job and she's doing hair at her home. And I've been to her home a bunch of times. And just driving up to her home, it's like almost an hour from where I live, which is a long drive, but it's really relaxing. And I get in my car. And I actually look forward to the drive because it's up in the hills of Ramona, California. And driving up those mountains, it's a really windy road, so it can be a little scary if you're not used to it. I wouldn't try to do it in the pitch, you know, black. I wouldn't do it in the dark, like after 7 p.m. But I mean, I would now because I'm feeling more confident. Now that I have better glasses, but before I got my glasses, I didn't want to drive in the dark up on that road. But during the day, that's beside the point. During the day, it's a really nice drive, you know, nice, well lit day, driving up through those curvy, windy mountain roads with nobody else around because there's rarely another car behind me or in front of me. Very rarely. Maybe if it's an especially busy time of day. But other than that, there's nobody on that road. Excuse me. And it's the most relaxing drive because I slow down. I slow down and I just go around those curves and I take my time and I look at the beautiful mountain scenery, because you could see right over the edge of the mountain. And, you know, obviously you have to keep your eyes on the road, but if you just glance out of the side of your eye, you see down into the cavernous depths of the mountain. And I think of very weird things sometimes when I'm up there. I'm like, just thinking to myself, geez, if somebody really wanted to like off themselves, it would be really easy to do up here. But that's just how my mind works. I don't suggest that anyone do that. But these are the things I think of just because my mind is a little odd sometimes. But it's a very relaxing drive, getting back to my original point. That's one of the things I like to do to relax. I like to take that drive. That drive is, it's beautiful. I chill. Nobody's around. I listen to my music or my podcast or whatever, or just silence. Sometimes just, you know, meditating, being in silence feels really good. Oh, and I promised you guys a story. I just remembered. Thank you. Before I tell the story, I just want to go to the Facebook chat and make sure you're all okay over there. But I do want to tell you the story. I think you're all going to like it. I actually have a couple stories. I have a manifestation story that I think you're going to like. Actually, two of them, like I just said. pardon me, 1 second. I get back over to the chat. All right. Okay, Rob says, fate might be a bit too strong a word for today. I'm just a little peeved at a sudden disappointing interruption. Nothing serious, all is well, just a bit delayed. Ah, okay. As long as it's not serious. Hey, Job, good to see you. Okay, so, as I was saying, oh wait, let me make sure I have all of you here. Make sure I see you all. Yes, okay. I'm so sorry, I need a drink of water. My throat's just acting up a little bit. It was last night too. Like I said, probably allergies. I've actually been pretty good lately. Okay. Yeah, the change of season sometimes does it. So, two stories. First story happened a long time ago, when right before I moved out to California. Pardon me. So I was being propelled to leave New York in many ways. I was my business was really slow. I wasn't really making enough money at that point to sustain. You know, paying rent was even hard. And so at one point I was living with my family, my daughter and her family. Or they were living with me, I should say, because I had the house and they moved in at one point. But I don't know. I'm trying to tell you the story, but the energy isn't here. So maybe I should wait. I'm sorry. I don't mean to do that to you. Let me see if the story wants to be told, because I feel like right now might not be the time. But I did want to tell you. All right. Yeah, the energy just isn't here for this story right now. I am so sorry, guys. I know I started the story. I will tell you the story when the energy's here for it. Right now, what I think I'm going to do, and I'm sorry, I hope I didn't get you all like hopeful for a story and then let you down. I don't want to do that. Because it's a really good story, but I want the energy to be here when I tell it. And I don't feel it right now. So that's what I got to go on. I have to go on where the energy leads me. So the energy is leading me to pull Jean a card because she asked for one. And perhaps the energy for the story will show up in the meantime. Let's see. Maybe the cards will give me an idea. Okay, Jean, this card is for you. And this card could be for someone else as well. If it resonates for you, if you hear me reading it and it resonates for you, then the card is also for you. All right. All right, Jean. Oh, I love this for you, Jean. The God of Reflection. The qualities you see in others are simply your own reflection. And this is what I was mentioning earlier about you only see what's in you, whatever that is. The God of Reflection. And I'm going to look that up. Reflection. You're giving away your power because you fail to recognize and acknowledge the many wondrous qualities that you possess. The qualities you admire in others are simply reflections of the same qualities within you. Yet often, you falsely believe that others are better than you in some way. It is now time to let go of this belief and allow your beauty, talent, and creativity to shine through. From now on, every time you see beauty in another, let it serve to remind you of your own beauty. If you recognize success in another, check to see how success also exists within you, and so on. As your perceptions are brought into balance, you become a more effective force in the world and have more impact on those around you. By acknowledging all the beautiful qualities that you already possess, you open the door to an endless stream of abundance and blessings which stem from the heart of creation. So yes, I was thinking about this earlier this week. Because there were a few things that have been happening that have illustrated this very point for me. The beauty you see in others, the only reason you can see anything in anyone else is if it's in you too. And that goes for good things as well as not so great things. And sometimes we all contain multitudes, honestly, as the saying goes. But we are the all, we are the whole of the universe. But in order for you to recognize something outside of you, you have to have an awareness of it inside of you, but we don't always have the awareness until we actually see it. And that brings us the awareness. So if it's something really positive, like, you know, a beautiful person or someone who, you know, is very wealthy and you would like to be very wealthy, but anything good that you see in someone else, you have the capacity for that as well. And the negative stuff, I mean, if you're seeing something negative happening and you're really taking it in, then, like I said, heightened emotion, that it's in you too, in some way, not in that exact way necessarily. Because if, like I was talking about on another show, you know, if you see a murderer, it's not that you're a murderer. It's just that where are you inflicting self-harm upon yourself? So it's kind of like that. So I like to focus on the positive stuff, but we all see negative stuff too, right? But the more you internalize anything, the more it's going to become part of you. So if you see beauty, do you want to internalize that? Hell yeah. I do. If you see someone enjoying being wealthy and having really lovely things and being able to help a lot of people, money can do great things. You can have that too. It's all a matter of focus and being the person who would have the thing you want, like I always talk about. But yes, whatever you're seeing in someone else, it's also in you. You just have to know how to work with that. And some people will say, oh, well, you know, this person is so beautiful, successful, whatever. And they think they can never have that. That's not true, because if you're seeing it, you can. I have myself achieved some very interesting things that I was like, wow. I mean, I would write out desire lists of like 10 things or more that I really wanted that I didn't have at the time. And then I would pull that desire list out like a year later, and I would have just about everything on the list. And it would really, really be a revelation to me, because I remember looking at these lists, right? I remember thinking to myself, wow, I didn't know how this was going to happen. I had no idea. Like, I really wanted this to happen, or I really wanted this thing or whatever, or I really wanted to, you know, like come across this person, or I really wanted to have this in my life, and I now have it. And at that point, I didn't know how that was going to happen. But I knew that if I desired it, it would. Because like I mentioned last week, or yeah, was it last week? I get my time confused. Time is like not even a real thing. But because timelines are always shifting. So that's why I can never remember like what day it is or when I did something, or because timelines, they're always shifting. But recently I talked about, what did I talk about? I just lost my train of thought. It just went poof right out of my head. All right, let me collect myself again. Let me go back to the, geez, I'm so sorry, guys. I promise you, I am all here with you. I am just, timelines are shifting and I can feel it. Good Lord. It's like one moment I think I'm going in one direction, and then it's like, nope, you are going in a completely different direction, says spirit. So I just follow along, really. Okay. I'm going to go back to the Facebook chat because I can. All right, I think I see all of you and none of you. I always want to remind you, like, if you have questions, I'm open to that. I am totally, totally loving questions, because it basically gives me something to respond to. And even though I'm not a generator type in human design who actually need things to respond to, I like to have things to respond to too, because I need an invitation to engage. And it's often easier for me to, as a projector, human design projector, to allow my thoughts to flow if I have someone to focus on. That's just the way it works. So right now I'm focused on all of you, obviously. But that's why I like questions, because that really gives me a moment to focus on you. All right, let me tell you that story now that we have a few minutes. Okay. The story is when I was in New York. It is a wonderful manifestation story. So a long time ago, my mom made some investments. And when she passed, she left me those investments. And somehow, I always kept the paperwork, but somehow, when I went to look for the paperwork, it was no longer there. I misplaced it somehow. I know where I thought it was, or I thought I knew where it was, but when I went to look, it wasn't there. So I did a few things, did some investigating, tried to find the paperwork, couldn't find it. Went to the bank, nobody knew anything. So pretty much a dead end. So I had no idea where this money had gone. And it was a very substantial amount of money. At that point, it was about 25 grand. And that was a lot of money. It's a lot of money now, but it was a real lot of money back when my mom passed away, before I moved out of New York. So for years, I didn't know where this money was. And it's so like me to do something like that. ADHD, you know, strikes again. But when I was getting ready to leave New York, things were really pushing me towards California. And right before I was ready to leave New York, my daughter went through the mail. I never went through the mail. I used to take the mail, again, ADHD. I used to take the mail and, you know, toss it in a pile until I had this big pile of mail that I never looked at. Don't ask me how I've lasted this long on this earth doing the things I've done. I know it's because of spirit. I know I'm supposed to be here for some really good reason. And I know that spirit has kept me alive and well, even through not even looking at my mail. Because there are important things in mail sometimes and you have to look at it. But I didn't. So I'm a bit of a kook at times. But it works for me. Thank God. So my daughter, who, you know, was living with me at the time, looked through the mail. She, in many ways, she's like me in a lot of ways, but she's very different than me in a lot of ways. So she was the conscientious one. And she looked through the mail. And she came to me one day and she goes, "Mom, this was like, just to let you know, this was many years after my mom passed. This was probably at least, I want to say like 20 years after my mom's passing. So that money had been lost for quite a while. But it was floating around the ethers somewhere. And I always hoped someday, you know, I would come across it. But I didn't until the one day my daughter went through the mail, opened up this letter, and she said, "Mom, I think this is important." It was from a banker who was notifying me that I think I have something that belongs to you. And it was not only the money that my mother had set aside, but like another $5,000 that had compounded in interest on top of it. So it was about 30 grand. And back in 2014, when I moved out here, you know, that was worth considerably even more than it is today. Not that it's not good today, it is, but you know, the price of things back then wasn't nearly as much as it is today. So I called him up. He left his number. He said, "I think I have something that belongs to you, and give me a call." So I did. And then I realized this was the money that had been lost all those years. So this man handed me a check for $30,000 when my business was not doing well. We were actually getting evicted at that point because I hadn't paid the rent in so long. So anyway, I was at that point not doing really well money-wise. I had actually been ill for probably 3 months before we were to move out. And so I hadn't been able to work, and it wasn't entirely my fault. You know, obviously being ill is something you can't control, but I was ill. I wasn't making money. It took a while for me to recover from that. And I did, but by the time I did, obviously, you know, the eviction process was already in motion. My landlord was very upset with me. Excuse me. But that money came out of nowhere. That letter came out of nowhere. Well, not out of nowhere. Obviously, we know where it came from. It came from spirit. But I mean, talk about a manifestation. So I had this check and I was able to, you know, move, and I had the money to move. I didn't know what I was going to do. I knew I had to move, but what a blessing. I mean, what a blessing to have been given that gift right when I most needed it. And so that was the first story. I will tell you the second story next week, because I am just not aware of the time today. And it is already time for me to make way for Christine. I'm used to saying Christina because I remember Christina LaFrance, who used to be on. Actually, she came on before me way back when, like a year or two ago. But yes, I'm going to make way for Christine Demorier. Her show is up next. Stay tuned for her. I believe she is over on, not only on 1-2 Radio, but also on YouTube, if I'm not mistaken. And so definitely stick around for her. But I just wanted to share that with all of you, because manifestations, you know, money can come out of nowhere. I think that was the point I was trying to make last week when I mentioned it. Money can come out of nowhere. So you don't have to worry about the how. You just have to have the desire and release any attachment, forgive anyone you need to forgive, and simply allow it to come through. Get into that relaxed, happy place as easily as you can, as much as you can, and stay there as long as you can. That's all I can say. So I so appreciate all of you here with me today, and I'm grateful for your presence, and I love you all very much. You've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody. See you next week.